Let's take a look at the various stages of hypnosis and what occurs in these stages. This comes from Leslie Lacron. And this is the Lacron-Bordeaux Depth Scale. By the way, if you were to take somebody off the street and put a phonograph record in front of them and play that phonograph record, you'd find probably 20% could go into light trance, 60% would go into a medium trance, and 40% would go into a deep trance just by listening to a record of a hypnotist. Yeah, 20%, 60%, 40%. At least that's what the Hilgards found now in their research. Now, we know from hypnosis that all trance is about learning how to go into a trance, because anybody can access the deepest states of trance. All they have to do is be taught. So I see every time I do trance work with somebody, I'm teaching them how to go into a trance. So I'll sit down with a client, and I look at it as being a teaching experience. Erickson, we learned about Ericksonian hypnosis. His method was called the utilization method. And what he would do is he'd look at anything the client was doing that resembled trance, and he'd take credit for it, and he'd attribute that to meaning, complex equivalence, that they could go deeper into a trance. So he'd say, in a moment, you're going to blink. They would blink, and he'd say, that's right. And that means that you can relax. So he would utilize everything the client was doing. Now, from a behavioral psychology standpoint, he was just giving them approbation, that's right, for anything that they did that resembled trance, which is essentially teaching them how to go into a trance through approbation, which is the best method of teaching. And we know this from behavioral psychology. He's using positive reinforcement for everything that resembles trance. Now, in some of the older methods of hypnosis, and equally effective depending upon who you're working with, there were different ways of doing this, and such as direct authoritarian hypnosis or Dave Ellman hypnosis, which we're going to get into in a moment. So let's look at the Lacron-Bordeaux Depth Scale. In lighter stages of trance, you might feel lethargic. Anybody felt lethargic before? By show of hands? Yeah? We've all felt lethargic, right? Not right now. The first page. Oh, by the way, what I'd like you to do, see the little clouds on your page? What I'd like you to do is write inside the top cloud, write the word light trance. So in that light trance, we might have lethargic or lethargic feelings or lethargy. We also might get relaxation. Who here has been relaxed before? Yeah? So we've all felt relaxed. So we've essentially been in a light trance. Since the beginning. Eye catalepsy. Eye catalepsy is where your eyes are closed, but you feel like you can't open them. Anybody ever have this happen in the morning where they felt like they were glued shut? Who's that? Yeah, like you got that sleep in them and stuff? Yeah, that's light trance. Arm catalepsy is where your arm is floating. Who here has ever had the experience where somebody went to shake their hand like that, and then maybe they just left you with your hand, like maybe they didn't even come and they didn't shake your hand, and you were just kind of standing there like, huh? That's arm catalepsy. That's like, hey, free movement returns. Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's arm catalepsy. Catalepsy of isolated muscle groups. That would be any type of arm catalepsy, including the eyes, the arms. Six, heavy or floating feelings. Who here has felt heavy before? It's like, I feel heavy today. Yeah. Now, complete muscle groups. Now we're moving from a light trance, and we're moving into a medium trance. So if you would, just go ahead and write medium trance in the middle cloud. So now we're moving into a medium trance. And inside that medium trance, there's many things that can occur. Rapport is one of those things. Who's been in rapport with somebody before? Never. Yeah, that's medium trance phenomena. Nine, smell and taste changes. You can actually have smell and taste changes in a medium trance. We've done this before. If you've ever drinking milk and then somebody else went to drink the milk and they go, oh, this is sour, and you didn't recognize it, that's a smell and taste change, right? Or like you drink the milk and you can't tell if it's sour, and you're like, here, taste that. You ever do that? What do you mean taste that? You ever do that where something tasted really bad and you're like, ew, taste that, you know? Kind of friend are we, you know? Okay, that's smell and taste changes. Number block. You've done number block. Who here has forgotten their own phone number? Honestly, yeah. We've done number block before, so that's medium trance. That's medium trance. Partial amnesia is where you, like, forget some things. Like, maybe you forget that it could be your own phone number. It could be, what's that? Where you parked your car. Anybody ever forget that? Yeah? Or you forget where you put the car keys or something like that? Yeah. Glove anesthesia Glove anesthesia is medium trance. That's where, like, anybody ever had their hand fall asleep? That's like glove anesthesia, yeah? And then we're hitting amnesia and analgesia. Analgesia would be no pain. That's where it falls asleep so much and it's just tingling and it's like, you lose all sensation in it. And we've all done that before. And that's all medium trance phenomena. Automatic movement is also medium trance phenomena. Automatic movement, kind of like, you ever driven your car someplace and wondered how you got in your driveway? You just kind of drove it, it's like, geez, how did I get here? It's automatic movement. It's a trance. It's a medium trance, yeah? And now we're moving into a deep trance. So if you would, just write deep trance in the third cloud. So we're moving into a deep trance now. And in a deep trance, you could have partial hallucinations positive hallucinations, seeing something that's not there. Who's ever thought that they saw a friend and then realized it wasn't really their friend? Anybody thought that? Yeah. That's a partial hallucination. Bizarre post-hypnotic suggestions. That would be like the story of the hypnotist that was, the guy was doing hypnosis and he wanted to test his client. So he gave a post-hypnotic suggestion. A post-hypnotic suggestion is any suggestion that the client follows through on after the session. So the hypnotist gave this client a suggestion to give him a dollar. He said, when you awaken from this trance, you'll feel an undeniable, irresistible urge to open your wallet and give me a dollar. The client didn't do it. So the client goes home, calls him up at 2 in the morning. Calls the hypnotist at 2 in the morning. He says, I am so pissed at you, he said. I've been thinking about giving you. He said, I came out of trance and I felt this desire to give you a dollar, so I didn't do it. And he says, now I can't sleep. I keep thinking about it. So I'm coming over, I'm giving you $2. You know? That would be a bizarre post. I'm not sure who that was. That's a bizarre post-hypnotic suggestion. Anesthesia, no feelings. That's like, once again, something falling asleep. That's deep trance. Negative hallucinations, some part of your body falling asleep. Negative hallucinations is not seeing things that are there. Who here has been looking for the salt or something like that at some point? And you're like, where's the salt? Somebody else walks up and they go, it's right there. It's right in front of your face. Who's here? Who's had that? Yeah. That's negative hallucination, not seeing something that is there. Comatose. Comatose is like where you can't move. Have you ever had the experience where you're lying there in bed and you can't move your body? And you know you're awake, but you can't move your body? Who's had that experience? Honestly, that's comatose. We've done that before. Somnambulism is walking in your sleep. Has anybody walked in their sleep before? Or seen somebody walk in their sleep? Or heard of somebody walking in their sleep? We all heard that. We've seen it on TV. That's somnambulism. And then deep trance identification, of course, is going in and identifying with somebody. We've seen that in stage shows if you've ever seen somebody become Michael Jackson or something like that. Or tap into resources that they didn't know they had. So those are the various stages of hypnosis. Let's turn now to...